I was trying to flip it over Obi's head. He had my left ankle, and I couldn't really turn to actually throw it. So didn't want to take a sack there and just tried to flip it as far as I could over Obi's head. It's almost better to take a sack there and move on to the next play. I was just trying to avoid taking the sack, and again, just throwing over his head.
What happened in the offense in the second half?
Without seeing the tape, it's hard to tell. We didn't do as well on first and second down as we did in the first half. Didn't really string together the drives, and that starts because we weren't as good on first and second down. It's hard to tell without the tape. We just couldn't get any momentum, couldn't get any flow going. And I thought we executed and played really well in the first half. We just weren't able to play the full 60 minutes.
Did you get a good view on that little play that Chud challenged?
I couldn't, yeah. Seeing the 30-yard line, I couldn't really see, what all went on. It's a heck of a catch, great effort. It's unfortunate. Wish that would have been a big play for us. I'd have been first down and driving, but, they got, it's their call. We got to move on and rebound from it.
Did they defend you guys differently in the second half?
No, they did what they did in the first half for the most part. They played well. They played well up front. You could tell they had game plan to take away some of our combinations, but we dialed up some good plays to counter that. So just didn't execute. Didn't do the things we needed to do. And it starts with me. I got to play better and. Eliminate the mistake, obviously, at the end, there. But try to play 60 minutes. That's all it boils down to.
So if you had that one to do over again, you would maybe take the sack?
Absolutely. Yeah, just take a sack. In that situation, you're trying to make a play. You don't want to hurt your team by taking an 8-10-yard sack, but you know, it's better to be second down or third down where it was. So I just tried to flip it as hard as I could. And it's like North said, take a sack, and anytime you try to underhand stuff, bad things happen.
In the first half, you had 115 yards rushing. How much did that help you then? And then, of course, the second half, they pretty much shut you down on the ground.
Yeah, we ran the ball extremely well. Of course, we had the one big one with Travis around, on the reverse. But I thought we ran the ball extremely well in the first half. That opened up a lot of things, play action and in the passing game. So the guys up front, I thought played extremely well. It's a talented front four. They're deep. They rotate guys in. They're really good. I thought the guys up front played really well. We just weren't able offensively to play for four quarters.
Do you talk to Norv when you get to the sideline?
No, I don't. I talk to Scott, his son, and then and Shane, the quarterback's coach, and we kind of go through the pictures.
Did you talk about running it more in the second half? You get the ball at 5 minutes to go. Down just one touchdown, and that's no panic situation.
Right.
But I don't think there were any running plays.
Yeah, like I said, by the time it's that situation, I'm already on the field and we're going. They talk about what they want to go through, during the series while we're on the sideline. But those guys are never want to second guess our staff, and we got a great staff. And I thought North called an outstanding game.
Is the reason you underhanded it that way is because your legs were? You had your ankle?
Yeah, my left ankle, and I was kind of falling down to my left. I couldn't turn away, throw it. And so, regardless, if he had both feet and I was falling on my face, I should have just tucked it in. And I did. It's on me.
Would play like that affect your confidence, belief?
No, because I've never – it was just a boneheaded play. I was trying to make a play, trying to avoid a sack. But, no, it didn't affect my confidence.
Where was that play supposed to go originally?
Depending on coverage, they're playing so deep. It was really, Josh on a dig route. They're sinking underneath it, so I could have, gotten to Obi or over the ball to Jordan. So I was working kind of a triangle and then got flushed and, tried to get to Obi late. But
I know you started a bunch of games before. How comfortable did you feel back in the starter after it had been 3 weeks or whatever?
I felt comfortable. I thought we had an outstanding week of practice, and I told the guys that today, and I felt good with the way we prepared. I love, love the game plan. It was nice to get as many reps as we were able to get, or myself get as many reps as we did, and I felt comfortable, felt good.
How tough is this to take considering you guys had the great halftime lead and had been rolling along?
Yeah, a loss is a loss. Whether it's by one or, 14, we just it's frustrating. You know, we played well and so well in the first half, and weren't able to find a way to finish it, you know, in the second half. And that's, you know, we'll look back and we'll make the adjustments, come into work tomorrow, and, you know, back to the grand zone. We got a great Green Bay team on the road.
Did they dial up the pressure or do more twisting or stunting or something in the second half at all?
I think they pressured a little bit more. They did a lot of stunts up front. But their front four is so good, they can, you know, they can do a lot of different variety of things. And, you know, good defensive football team. You know, this is the National Football League. These guys can play. They're good players.
When you say it's on me, are you talking about the interception or the game?
The interception. You know, that play in that situation, I mean, you know, it all happens so fast. You're trying to make a, you know, trying to make a play. You want to be smart. Don't take a sack. But, you know, I just got to fall on it. Take a sack and move on. That play's on me.
Do